Coach Mike Scroggie back alongside. One quick topic to cover before we get to the weekend ahead. That's the cause you and the team were a part of during the weekend, a cause that means a great deal. I know that people in the building saw T-shirts and warm-ups and on the bench during the game. This game is no secret. And Coach, it's the Hall of Famer in John McClendon, who has got an incredible story. I was hoping you'd spend a few moments talking about the work you and the other coaches are involved in with bringing awareness and change through college basketball.
First of all, it's a chance to highlight Coach McClendon, first African-American basketball coach at a predominantly white university, first African-American head coach in any professional sports, and highlight his career even more. And the game is no secret. What that references is a game that happened just down the road in Durham, you know, back at the time of segregation and a secret game that had to occur between Duke and NC Central. And so, you know, it's really pertinent in this area on top of it. But, yeah, part of a committee called Eracism, and it's just to bring change to our profession. And it's just one of, you know, it was really neat for me because we did it last year as a committee, and some teams participated, but it really grew this year with the amount of teams that were involved and committed to it. And you'll see us continue to do more here in the future.
James Madison and Towson Thursday night and Saturday afternoon for the Phoenix. We'll have a lot of opportunities to talk about Mark Byington's ball club Thursday night just before the tap. Does it help, though, going on the road to be in a venue that you and your ball club have got awfully fond memories of from the run last March?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, okay. I think so. We spent a lot of time there, last year between playing them and then playing the tournament there. So, yeah, for sure. At least three of the four games, right? And yeah, for sure. We always want to highlight the positive vibes, and we've had good memories at these different places. And we're just excited to get back on the road. We've been trying to make that step as a team to get that one on the road. And I think the guys can be really excited to work towards that this week and leading up to Thursday at 7.
As always, Coach, thank you.
Yep, thanks, TD.